Nama Shivai. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
How the Vedas connected with the nature? Next question is how the Vedas connected with nature? You can see in Yajurveda, we say Manaspadayascha me oshadayascha me girayascha me parvatascha me sikatascha me. All those, whatever is there on the surface of the globe earth, whether it is connected with the forest or bush or mountain or hill or samudrascha me. Samudra is the ocean. All these connected with the existence of human being, and all living and non-living beings directly or indirectly connected with whatever is told in the Vedas. They should all exist in a positive way. Say for example, in Veda mantra itself stands for Adhyatmika Shanti, Adibhautika Shanti, Adidevata Shanti, which I have explained earlier. Veda mantras connected with the individuals. Every person inside and outside of the individual. This connected with the shanti of the surroundings. Not only in the body but also in the surroundings. And also the shanti of the celestial bodies. You might have heard that one Al Nino effect. It was in 2000 AD. It so happened that the environmental temperature increased significantly and considerably, and even the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean temperature became at a higher level, resulted in the melting of the ice, but it affected even the life in the whole globe earth. Even it is said that when the Darwin's theorem got violated after this El Nino effect, certain new creatures got even created. And the reason and other thing has been studied only. So that nature, whether it is connected with the clouds, whether it is connected with the ocean, whether it is connected with the mountains, whether it is connected with the variety of environmental parameters, all these are coming in the Vedas for its explanation. So remember that Vedas connected with the nature directly, the betterment of the nature. And Vedas also give you the information that Namaste Vayo Tomeva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ridam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmama Vadu Tadvaktarama Vadu. We consider that air itself is the manifestation of the divine power. You know, because of the air only 1.6 million type of animals exist on the surface of the globe earth. Because of the air, 4 lakhs type of plants exist on the surface of the globe earth. And about 1 million type of microorganisms exist on the surface of the globe earth exclusively because of the air. So that air is the manifestation of the divine power. So air, according to Veda, is a divine phenomenon. Ima apa shiva sandhu shubha shuddhascha narmala Pavana Sheetalascheva Pudha Suryasya Rashmibhi. This water is like the medicine for me. Apsume Somo Abravidi Dandar Vishwani Beshaja Agninja Vishwashambhuvam Apascha Vishwabeshaji. Agni creates the energy in living and non-living beings, and Apascha Vishwabeshaji. Water is acting like a universal medicine. Water is acting like a universal medicine. Vishwa Bheshaji. Ava Pranida Bheshajam Varudam Tanve. Every medicine will be having synergic effect if it is taken with the water. So water is considered as the divine manifestation. It is needed for the life on the surface of the globe earth. So like that, Namaste Agne Tomeva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tomeva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami. The fire is considered as the manifestation of divinity. So we consider all the planets, Agnairva Suryo Ajayata, even though we know that the sun is nothing but the fire, Agnairva Suryo Ajayata. But to that God, knowing pretty well that it is nothing but the fire, it's a fireball, knowing that, we pray Akrishnena Rajasa Vartamano Nimesha Yena Amritam Martyam Jachiranyayena Savitaradena Devoyadi Bhuvanani Pashyanna Adityaya Namaha. So all that sun which provides light for everything, to that sun I bow my head. The Gayatri Mantra is directly connected with Aditya, you know. Om Bhor Bhava Swaha Triloka Bhuhu Bhuvaha Swaha Tat Savitaro Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. For all divine and glorious natural phenomenon, whatever is present, that is given by the sun. So the sun has given all the necessary power, divinity to all celestial bodies. Let that sun invigorate me. Diyo yo naha prachodaya. Not me, us. Let ourselves be invigorated, energized, or our wisdom be elevated to a higher level through the blessing of the God sun or sun. Thus we can say the sun, knowing pretty well scientifically that it is nothing but the ball of the fire, we pray to the sun only because, or it is exclusively because, we consider the cosmic phenomena as Vishwa Purusha, or as explained in Purusha Sukta. So the whole world or cosmic form of divinity, in that cosmic form, the sun is part and parcel. All the planets are also part and parcel of that. So here you can see, when the sun and the other part and parcel of the system, we can see that is also divine. So the Vedas specifically inform that everything present in this world, they are part and parcel of the cosmic form, which one should worship, because we are here because of that. Say for example, yesterday I was telling, Prithvi Tvaya Dhrita Aloka Devi Tva Vishnu Nadhrita. This is an Atharva Veda mantra. This earth is considered as the Devi, goddess, Vishnu Patni. Vishnu means the Vishwa Rupam. It is the human form of the cosmic picture. So earth is taken as the wife of the cosmic form of the Prapanja Purusha. So here again, nature is directly linked in Veda mantras. But remember that when you say Veda, when you explain Veda, it has got nothing to do with the other religious book of other religions. One cannot, should not, and may not venture to compare the Bible with Vedas. Bible goes entirely different way. It explains the words of Jehovah, his revenging words or his directions and guidance, etc. Here in Vedas, it is the human request. It is the human explanation, not the God gives us any message. It is we inform each other as individual, as family member, as society member, as nation member, and the universal phenomenon put together. The mantra you may be knowing, Loka Samasta Sugino Bhavantu, not merely for even the people living in one nation. It is meant for everyone in this world. So we can say Vedas give you full explanation of from individual till the cosmic phenomenon. Next question, yoga, how it is connected with Veda. Yoga Charya, Patanjali's Yoga Shastra. It's a very good question. You may be knowing that in Purusha Sukta of Rig Veda, it is mentioned Tri Sapta Samida Kridaha Deva Yadyatnam Danvana Badran Purusham Pashum Yatnyena Yatnyam Aijanda Devaha Tani Dharmani Pradamanyasan Tehanagam Mahimana Sajanda Yatra Purve Sadhya Sandhi Devaha. I think this is the crux of Yogacharya. Tri Sapta Samida Kridaha. 3 × 7, 21. Samida Kridaha, putting together. Devaha Yad Yajnam Danvana. The gods performed a yaga. The gods performed a yaga in which Purusham Pashum Abhadran. The animal instinct present in human beings were tied and put in the fire. What does it mean? Human being is nothing but one among 1.6 million type of animals surviving on the earth. 1.6 million type of animals in which only one form is human form. So naturally there will be human instinct in human, there will be animal instinct in human beings, very natural. So that animal instinct is to be removed. For which it is said that the nature, when we say God in Vedas, it is the nature, tied the Purusham Pashum Abhadran, the animal instinct present in human beings. Abhadran means tying that, Devaha Yajnamayajanda. The gods create, dogs performed a yaga in which animal instinct is sacrificed. Then what is remaining? Only the human instinct and the divine instinct present in the human being will be retained. Then in that place, after removing the animal instinct, Tani Dharmani Pradamanyasa. In that place, after removing the animal instinct, the gods put dharmic value in that. So the human beings got refined because of the nature. The meaning is very clear. So you can see the animal instinct present in human beings got removed by the nature. In that place of dharmic values and value based knowledge that has been consecrated. This is what is needed. But you can see even in some people there still exists some animal instinct. So many negatives we are reading in the newspaper and watching in the TV. Some of the animal instincts still remain in human being. That is to be further refined through yoga. So after removing this animal instinct and after consecrating the dharmic values in the mind of people, then 21 phenomena is to be refined. Tri Sapta 21, not phenomena, parameters. What are these 21 parameters? Panja Bodha 5, Panja Jnanendriya 5, Panja Karmendriya 5, Panja Prana 5. So Panja Bodha, Panja Karmendriya, Panja Jnanendriya and Panja Prana plus mind. 20 plus 1, 21. All these 21 explained in Yogacharya, of which the prominent role is given to the mind, because it is 20 plus 1 is equal to 21. 5 sets of 4 and the last one, mind. So yoga chitta vritti nirodaha. You might have heard from Patanjali's yoga shastra, it is explained. Yoga is chitta vritti nirodaha. It is connected with the mind. Then some of the scientific explanations. About the sunray, I think I have told you. Amiye saptarasmaya tatrame nabiradada. Amiye saptarasmaya tatrame nabiradada. 7 colors of the light. Rig Veda explains about the sun. Rig Veda explains variety of scientific matters. Ayurveda gives another branch. Say for example, arithmetic progression. Ekachame, tisrashchame, panchachame, saptachame, navachame, ekadashachame. Geometric progression. Ekam cha desham cha desham cha shatam cha shatam cha sahasram cha sahasram cha ayudam cha ayudam cha prayudam cha prayudam cha niyudam cha. Geometric progression right from 10 raised to 0 up to 10 raised to 30 it is given. Vajascha prasavascha abhijascha kraduscha suvascha mordhacha vyasniyascha vyayanascha vyascha bhuvanascha bhuvanascha adhipadischa. It is given in the mathematical values. Yava aashtame macha aashtame tila aashtame madghaashtame galva aashtame godhuma aashtame masuraashtame priyangavashtame navashtame shyamaka aashtame. All that cereals and pulses used in our kitchen, these are all explained there. They might have used this for the performance of yaga, for performing yaga. But what we should understand from that, these type of materials were used in earlier days in India. One great scientist, Dr. K.T. Achaya, he was telling that many of these materials were brought to India from Africa. I told him, Yajurveda was written about 5,500 years ago by Yajnavalkya Maharshi, and that mentions all these pulses and cereals. And you say that when it is just come from Africa. Luckily, that scientist is immediately apologized and said, I never knew that it is mentioned in Vedas. So many a times we are ignorant about our heritage and we claim that everything has come from outside. I think even Jawaharlal Nehru used to say that when we do not have any science and technology in India, we have to bring that from the West. That created the hell of a problem in India. It is his ignorance that he told like this. Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage has published so many books and so many CDs and cassettes in which we have brought out the scientific and technological knowledge throughout. And I request you that whenever you are studying Vedas, whenever you listen to Vedas, whenever you try to understand Vedas, remember that scientifically, logically and rationally, you should understand, you should try to learn it and teach others. I wish to tell you again, you inform others only the messages. One need not chant the whole Veda mantras. But if you go to the other branches, another question asked here, why Atharva Veda is considered as an inferior Veda? This is a question commonly asked by many people. Atharva Veda is no way inferior to other Vedas. Atharva Veda is Agneya Veda, Brahma Veda, so many names are there. And Atharva Veda deals with the common men based messages. That is the importance of Atharva Veda. So Atharva Veda gives you the messages connected with the problems of the human beings, the health problem, the diseases. It connected with agriculture. It connected with the building houses. It connected with the Raja Yagas. It connected with the coronation of the king. Is connected with sanctifying the chariot or vehicle. Is connected with many rituals. And Atharva Veda mantras are not different from the Rig Veda mantras. You can see Atharva Veda mantra has got about 55% of Atharva Veda mantra taken from Rig Veda and Yajurveda. So Atharva Veda has got nothing inferior in that. A wrong impression has been created by saying that Atharva Veda is inferior, thinking that it is used for black magic. Unfortunately, Atharva Veda mantra is not used for black magic. Some of the Upanishadic mantra Upanishadic mantras are used for the black magic. Atharva Veda mantra gives the prayer. Atharva Veda mantra gives the prayer means, say for example, if I have got fever, there is a mantra which explains the which gives the prarthana, prayer for curing the fever, for improvement of health, there is a mantra. For treatment of leprosy, there is a mantra. For solving the bone problem, problems connected with the skeletal system, there is a mantra in Atharva Veda. So remember that almost all the diseases mentioned in Atharva Veda that can be cured using a particular medicine, which is also mentioned in the Atharva Veda, but that medicine should be taken with the medicine should be consumed with or applied with this mantra. And sometimes maybe because it is slightly beyond spirituality, Atharva Veda is explaining, Atharva Veda explains excellent social subject, excellent scientific subject, excellent health and agriculture based subject. So each sukta has got a name also. Say for example, Radharohana mantra. Chanting that mantra, one should enter into the chariot. Now if you have got a vehicle, a car, you can enter into the car chanting this mantra. Then Jwara Nashana mantra. Jwara means fever. Jwara Nashana mantra is the mantra used for curing the fever. So like this, variety of mantras are explained in Atharva Veda. Now, another question. Why in Bhagavad Gita it is told Vedanam Samavedosmi? Samagana, you might have heard, it is from Samaveda. And there are about 5000 type of mantras, 5000 lines of mantras in Samaveda. Some of the Veda mantras from Samaveda used to be chanted in a village. It can be chanted only in the villages. They are known as Gramageya Gana. Gramageya Gana. Some of the Samaveda mantras should not be chanted in the cities, in the towns, in the villages. It should be chanted only in the forest. They are known as Aranyageya Gana. Aranyageya Gana, the mantras chanted in the forest. Uha Gana, which can be chanted with a reasonably low voice. Uhya Gana, the voice of chanting should not come out. It should be in your mind. It should never be chanted in such a way that others are listening. Generally, Veda mantra should be chanted in such a way that the pupil sitting at a radius of 7 meter can be heard, or the voice should be in such a way that at a radius of 7 feet it should be heard. But Uha Gana, Uhya Gana, Aranyageya Gana, Gramageya Gana are directly linked with Samaveda. And these mantras are chanted in Yagashala. Some of the mantras of Samaveda chanted in the Yagashala should not be heard by the audience at all. There the priest will be chanting the mantra or singing the Samagana, whereas the audience will be instructed to close their ears. So remember that these are all the basic of Vedas. One should understand. It is not the end at all, but you have to further go deep into the subject and learn more and more about the Veda mantras. Most important thing, scientifically, logically and rationally you should learn Vedas. It is for improving from yesterday to today and from today to tomorrow. It is for creating Ichcha Shakti, Jnana Shakti and Kriya Shakti in us. And it is for Uttishtata. It is for gloriously standing up. Jagrata. It is for reminding you that we are not permanent here. Prapya Varani Bodhada. It is for enlightening ourselves. For acquiring knowledge from the scholars. And I am sure that you will be studying Vedas. All the Vedas are available in Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage digitalized form. And I request you to visit Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage website www.iash.org. I also request you to watch www.iash.tv. IASH will be creating one of the best e-library on Sanatana Dharma. Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage has got a center, National Heritage Center in Trichur, the cultural capital of Kerala, where the center is coming with the provision for learning all the knowledge. I would like to express my deep gratitude. Thank you very much. My pranams to you.